You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell. Sponsored by Absolute Mortgage, a division of Pinnacle Capital Mortgage Corporation. Now, in the studio, local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, October 1st show. I'm here to help you build a strong financial blueprint one week and one show at a time. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you are listening to rebroadcast to talk with the guest I have in studio or chat with your host, me. You can call the show at 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, I have Greg Nunn with Gregory S. Nunn and Company. We're going to be talking about taxpayer identity theft. Greg, thanks for joining me back in studio.
Tina, it's great to see you again.
And a little bit about Greg. Gregory Nunn is the founder and principal of Nunn Better Tax Resolution in Redmond, Washington, the first firm of tax resolution specialists in Washington State. His passion is helping people that find themselves in a predicament when the IRS due to failing to file tax returns and or not paying what the IRS claims that they owe. He represents these troubled taxpayers vigorously before the IRS. His practice also provides tax preparation, tax planning for individuals and businesses. Fortunately, I haven't had any issue with my taxes. Greg represents me, so he represents troubled and untroubled taxpayers. Greg is a licensed CPA in the state of Washington and been in the industry for over 30 years. He's a member of the American Society of Tax Problem Solvers, the premier association of professionals helping troubled taxpayers. He has received the Top Practitioner Award for the American Society of Tax Problem Solvers. He's also a certified tax resolution specialist, and Greg has published a book titled Solve Your Tax Problems Now. So, Greg, talking, I mean, everybody is familiar with identity theft, hopefully not from personally experiencing it, but this is a special identity theft that we're going to talk about in your arena, and that's taxpayer identity theft.
Correct.
So how many taxpayers experience identity theft?
Well, this is an old statistic, so we can assume that it's quite a bit more than this number here. Back in 2013, it was estimated 2.4 million taxpayers experienced identity theft. And these conniving folk received $5.8 billion in fraudulent tax refunds.
Wow. So let's explain to my listeners, what is taxpayer identity theft?
Yeah, taxpayer identity theft ordinarily occurs with someone obtaining your name, address, and Social Security number, and they will file a tax return using your Social Security number.
That's scary.
With a bunch of bogus numbers that provide all kinds of tax credits. And they get a little check from the IRS because the IRS doesn't have enough safeguards to identify every return that's coming through that just, you know, doesn't make sense. They've increased their protection, but it's still, there's a lot of returns that get through with bad information, and boom, all of a sudden somebody has your identity, file the tax return in your name, and you're kind of screwed.
So, Craig, there's always warning signs for everything. So what are those to know if you've had taxpayer identity theft?
Yeah, one of the big indicators is you go to file your tax return electronically and it gets rejected. And you think, wait a minute here, I haven't filed my tax return yet. But that is the key indicator. If that happens, you are very likely to be a victim of identity theft.
So what happens if this happens to you? I mean, what is this really?
You know, it is a very frustrating and unfortunate circumstance for people because it totally puts your life kind of upside down.
Yeah.
You, not only have they stolen your taxpayer identity, but they're probably reselling your identity to other brokers that are going to go out and try to do other fraudulent thing with your information. And boy, the IRS, unfortunately, is not like calling up a company and saying, hey, cancel my credit card. And within, you know, a few seconds, it's done.
Yeah.
With the IRS, to get your identity theft identified, taken care of, and resolved, it can take 6, 7, 8, 9 months.
That is crazy. So you're when you notice that this has happened, obviously the first thing you do is notify the IRS.
Absolutely.
And how are you doing that?
Yeah, you either call the IRS and they go to their website and they have a special section there for identity theft and you can call a number.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, though, the best and quickest way I can tell you is contact your professional preparer.
Yes.
Because they can get through to the IRS much quicker. They know the process on what to do to get this thing resolved. And can help you get it done really much quicker and more streamlined, at least getting the initial information to the IRS until they get it and sit on it for several months.
So there's got to be a record. You've made the call. You've taken care of it as soon as you noticed it. What's happening during that 6, 7, 9 months when things are still going on? Is there protection there for the taxpayer?
There is. The IRS will discontinue anyone to be able to access your account.
Okay, that's good.
And at the same time, you should start contacting all of your credit people, your credit card company, the credit bureaus, and notify them that you have been a victim of taxpayer identity theft.
Okay.
Just to protect yourself from other issues that might come up, and all of a sudden you realize you got all these charges on your credit card you didn't make.
Yeah. So take the day off. Make sure that you're notifying everybody.
Yep.
What's happened. Makes sense.
You gotcha.
So let's talk about protection or preventing this from happening. What can you do to reduce your risk?
There really is a lot that you can do to reduce
That's
your risk.
That's good news. Okay, let's
Very
talk
much
about
so.
Them.
How, having said that.
Oh, no. I hate it when you say however.
In today's society with social media, a person can gain so much information about who you are by just looking at your Facebook. They want to be able to identify your address. They want to be able to identify your maiden name. They want to be able to identify where you've worked, who your friends are, who your family members are. And from all of that information, they can start developing a profile of Tina Mitchell or Greg Nunn or anybody and figure out exactly who you are and obtain your identity. Probably every one of us.
Don't use my name, Greg.
In this room or listening to this radio program have had their information breached and don't know it.
Wow. And it's so hard and frustrating because with social media, I mean, me as a business professional, as, you know, all of us here in the studio, it's important to have that connection and build connection. And a lot of that's happening over social media. So what other advice do you have outside of don't get on Facebook?
Yeah, don't get on Facebook. there's other things you can do and that simple stuff. But simple doesn't mean that we do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Protect your Social Security number. If people or somebody asks for it, ask them why they need it. Keep your Social Security card safe, like in a locked safe.
Yeah.
Don't keep it,
in your wallet
or your purse.
Yes.
You're asking for trouble. Another thing is, of course, is secure your computer as best you possibly can. Mm-hmm. Keep your antivirus, your malware software updated.
Don't have the same password for everything.
Change passwords, use sophisticated passwords. Yeah, all of this stuff is inconvenient. We know that.
Yeah.
But if you want to, you know, kind of cruise on the edge of identity theft possibility, just don't do anything.
Yeah, I think when you're hesitant of doing the things that you know that you should do, really think about the risk if you don't and the benefit if you do, right?
Precisely. And that, hey, let's be practical. We're not going to become paranoid and watch every little thing we do. That's the hard part.
No, but you can do the simple things
that
are the common sense.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, Greg, what if one of my listeners receives a threatening call from the IRS? What do they do? What does that mean?
Here's what happens. This is amazing. These people will call claiming they're with the Internal Revenue Service. They're not. And they start behaving extremely aggressive. The IRS will not start behaving extremely aggressive. It actually is them. Mm-hmm. And these scam artists will threaten you with coming out and arresting you. That there's been a warrant issued for your arrest and the sheriff's going to come out and put handcuffs on you and take you away to jail. That kind of stuff scares people. And I can tell you, probably, you know, a lot of us have heard these phone calls, and I myself have, and I know they're scams, but it's that human response where you go, oh my gosh, really? Because it's so
And what are they saying
so
on the
alarming.
Phone when they're calling you and making these threats?
Oh, they'll
they're
say,
wanting
hey,
to get information from you.
They're wanting to get information from you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, they're just trying to get money. Hey, give us your credit card number and we can take care of this for you right now. Or go down and get a prepaid cash card and issue that cash card to us and send it off. These guys are very much very professional con artists.
So hang up the phone and call your tax.
Hang up the phone, or you can be like me and play along with them for a while and then let them know they're
full of it. Most people probably, that would not be the good advice.
No, that's probably not good advice.
Hang up the phone and call your tax professional.
Now, this is crazy, is that because of all these phone calls, mm-hmm. these scams going on, the IRS, of course, has published many, many times saying, hey, we're not going to contact you and we're not going to talk to you that way. And these guys, you know, they're not stupid. They go, okay, well, we're going to start sending out mail now.
Okay, so what happens when you get the mail?
So they get, a person can get a piece of mail, get it with a document that mm-hmm. looks so official, like an IRS document, that they believe it's true.
Mm-hmm.
However, those of us that are in the industry can look at any one of those and notice where the problems are in that document. And they'll do the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And that is, call this number. We'll take care of it. You know, part of the challenge is a lot of people that have tax issues, it becomes public record.
Yeah.
So if you have a notice of federal tax lien.
So that's scary if you've got issues because they're actually targeting you because you've got something going on. Wow.
That's correct.
So just be, I guess, a takeaway here is any type of mail that you receive, phone call, I mean, talk to your tax attorney, your tax professional.
Absolutely.
Let them address. They'll take it from there. That's what you're paying them for.
Yeah.
And that way you're not going to make any mistakes. So, Greg, what about any type of taxpayer identity theft insurance or monitoring companies? Are there anything like that available?
I'm unaware of any that I would
suggest
or recommend. The key thing is just watch all of your data, watch your bank statements, watch things coming through on your credit card. File your tax return early in the year actually is a very, very good defense.
Okay.
Because a lot of these scam artists will do it later in the, you know, as early as possible. But if you get in there, say January, February, you're probably going to be ahead of them.
Thank you, Dave. You know, Dave, my husband, he's probably your first client that comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Preparation
there
for
comes,
our
here
taxes.
Comes Dave.
Here comes Dave. So what IRS, I mean, this is powerful who they are. Can't they do something to make this better or to fix this issue? Are they working on any solution?
With most government agencies, there always seems to be irony or paradox involved.
Mm-hmm.
They have... Congress passed a bill to provide more funding to the IRS for this whole identity theft thing.
Okay.
So hiring more people and trying to get things done quicker. On the flip side, they passed another bill where the IRS is going to start hiring independent contractors in certain circumstances to do the collections on behalf of the IRS. So now have we just opened up Pandora's box to these scam artists? Mm. Oh, yeah, I'm with ABC Collection. I got your account from the Internal Revenue Service. And oh, my. I don't know how long that's going to last.
So, Greg, as we wrap things up here, if you could share with my listeners the type of clients that you service and how you can help my listeners.
Excellent. Yeah, two primary prongs. One of those is... IRS resolution, you know, a person, they haven't filed their tax return for many years, or they're getting legitimate letters from the IRS saying, hey, where are you? Who are you? Where's your money? We are looking for you. I help those people through various different programs to get through the maze or the labyrinth of the IRS to get their problem resolved.
Mm-hmm.
The other part is tax preparation and planning. And so I do both of those and absolutely enjoy it. It's such a thrill when a client owes $300,000 and because of, you know, unforeseen circumstances, death or loss of a job, they can't pay it and we can settle it for this one guy for like $5,000.
Yeah,
so
pretty amazing
stuff that you're doing. Awesome.
So call to action. I know April's a long way away, but it's going to be coming sooner than you think. What do people need to be doing right now?
Start collecting all your tax stuff and be ready for it and listen to Tina's radio show because later in this year, I will have hopefully a session with Tina talking about getting prepared for year-end taxes.
Every year. Greg, thank you so much. I appreciate everything you do for my listeners and for my clients as well.
Thanks, Tina. You're awesome. Thanks much.
Coming up next in the Money Hour, remodeled home tour. Melissa Irons with Iron Brothers Construction and member of the Master Builder Association right here at 11:50 a.m. KKNW after the short break.